If you ask me, nothing stinks more than when your husband Dutch ovens you with a big, ripe, juicy one and then holds your head down under the covers. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even those private parts. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. You guys know I absolutely love Lumi. I rock it everywhere I go. I work long hours, so if I'm doing like a podcast run or if I'm out at one of my husband's shows or just overall anxiety ridden and I'm sweating, Lumi has saved me so many times, especially a toasted coconut. I feel like it masks my odor a little bit more, and especially that right armpit that always smells like beef stroganoff. If you know, you know. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Nowadays, nothing really excites me. Only one of me and nobody like me. Phone ringing and I tell him it's icy. I got wifey on bling and she icy. Freeze, photo, please, no photos, no, jeez, no, please.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome back to another episode of Dumb Blonde Unrated. This fucking piece of gum in my mouth is so big right now. It's like I just almost choked when I was doing the intro, but mama, what's up, baby?
Hi, I'm back. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm back.
It's fucking snowing today in Nashville, and I want to kill myself. This is like it. Seattle. You do not like it.
For the most part?
No. Yeah. We hate it.
Okay.
We're West Coast bitches. We don't like this shit.
Desert.
Yeah, you're the desert rat, and I'm the hotel hoochie. I got to review sex toys, but I'm obligated to review sex toys, even though they pissed me off when they sent me the first package, but whatever. Huh? They pissed me off because, one, they sent me some fucking prostate shit. First, I don't have a fucking prostate. Like, and my husband doesn't take it up the ass. So what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Then they sent me this fucking, like, baby bondage kit that, like, 12-year-olds would use. Like, that you could literally buy as a gag gift. I don't like, for a bachelorette party. It was terrible. And then they sent me some other bitch's vagina. Like, I'm going to post her vagina on my shit when she's never even been on my show. Now, had she sat on my couch before or my face, then yes, I would have promoted her. But she didn't. So it's like, what the fuck are you sending me some other bitch's shit for? So I had a fit. I was a diva for a second. And I fucking... Oh, so now we got a new package. So let's see what we got. Hold on. I'll go off on my rants and keep going. What if it's something fucking just as worse?
Oh.
I love Mimi. She got me scissors and everything. Hey, Chino wants to join the party.
Buddy. Say hi.
Hi, Chino. This is not for you. He thinks it's food. Oh, hey, it's Daddy. Am I allowed to answer during the podcast? All right, hold on. Hey, baby.
Hey, beautiful.
What you doing?
Oh, coughing. Fuck.
Oh. I'm in the middle. You're on air right now.
Oh, hello. Hey, everybody.
Say hi. So are we going to dinner at 5?
Yeah, I think so, man. I'm fucking having a coughing fit, though. I'm really stressing out.
It's not the Rona, I promise.
You swear?
I swear. All right. I love you. I gotta go. I got a mic. Babe. Bye. Bye.
It's not the Rona.
My husband is so funny. Like, he legit thinks he's dying every other day, and he calls me just to fucking make sure he's not dying. Like, he needs the reassurance.
Tell
like
you all the symptoms.
He'll literally fucking cough, and then he'll call me and he'll be like, babe, this is it. I finally got it, didn't I? And I'm just like, no. And he's like, are you sure? Like, just the conversation we just had. And I'm like, no, babe, you're fine. He's like, okay. And then he'll go about his day. All right, let's get to this fucking inboxing or unboxing or whatever the fuck this is. All right. There's only two toys in here.
Uh-oh.
All right. Ooh, the 50 Shades of Grey Greedy Girl. And it's got rabbit ears. I'm really excited about this.
So I have to put that in me.
This is smaller than some of the shit you put in you this week.
Oh, Lord.
Literally, we got, remember the dildo I sent you?
Should I grab it?
Oh, it's, oh my God. Okay, it's yeah. Here. She's got to go get it. She's got to go get it. Wait till you see what she fucking sat in on for OnlyFans. We started a Sister Wives page, but we'll get to that later and I'll let you guys know about it. But it's fucking popping off. Oh God, it's really, it's in here. I thought it was in the car still. Did we wash this since it's been inside of you?
Yes.
This guy right here, Momo literally took. Yeah, that's your aunt. Oh, fuck. This guy literally went in my
vagina.
I can't even talk. This thing was so big. It went in Momo's vagina. I took the camera and while she was sitting on it and literally put it underneath her pussy, I could see her pussy lips wrapped around it and inside her pussy through the dildo. You could see inside her hole.
Like,
that's how big.
What's up, guys? Just wanted to take a moment to tell you guys that this podcast is sponsored by AdamandEve.com. It's starting to get a little chilly outside, so why not snuggle up to your favorite dildos that you can go and get for 50% off at AdamandEve.com. All you gotta do is use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, and click the checkout button. And don't forget that it's also free shipping. And voila, your packages are delivered discreetly straight to your door. What are you waiting for? It's time to buzz the bean. And by the way, I don't have any fucking pants on.
That's how big it stretched her out. Here, Chachi, you wanna go play with it? There you go. You want it? We're done with it. Here, take it. Oh, stop licking it seductively. It's crazy. But yeah, so this is what we used.
Here, let me see it.
Get it to stick. It'll stick on there. There you go. Yeah.
We meet that, again.
Dude, just, I need you to put like your arm next to it so people can get the full effect of how big this thing is. And it's a mighty sword, let me tell you.
Like,
look at that. That's a baby arm.
It's a baby arm.
That's a whole baby arm. Chach. He's so weird about it, man. He loves this thing. Even when we stuck it to the wall in the house, he was like crazy about it.
He was. It was right there by his
The maids came in and this was hanging off the wall. They were just like, ¿por qué? They're like, what is going on?
Life goes on in this house.
Yeah, for sure. All right, back to the unboxing.
Hi.
I love the sleek design of this. This is awesome because this will be really smooth to go in. I love materials like this too because, one, I have like the most sensitive vagina in the fucking world, so anything throws my vagina off. You could literally lick my pussy and I'll have a fucking yeasty beastie the next day. Like, that shit is so sensitive. And for some reason, this material doesn't make me get like UTIs or anything like that.
Yeasty,
and it's got a yeast infection. Old cottage cheese. Come on, man, are you dick happy today? What is going on? He is fucking all about the dicks. And it's got a cute little bunny ear thing so it goes on your clit and it just like buzzes it. We're gonna have fun
flick
with this
bean.
Buddy, yeah, this will flick the bean while you're shoving it in there. And it's got a little curve. Dude, Momo's dating this dude. And we'll get to this later,
oh,
but Momo's dating this dude and fucking he is proud of his curve.
Let me tell you, he is.
They were having phone sex while we were in Vegas and he's like, yeah, it's the curve, isn't
it? The curve. And I was like, I'm done.
And she's like, no, bitch, it's not about the curve, okay? Don't fucking say it again. Finally, I told her, I was like, you gotta tell him it's not about the curve, but we'll get to that later. And
that's a whole
dating do's and don'ts, we'll get to that later. But yeah, I cannot wait to use this bad boy. That one looks really cool. Oh man, I think I I think I have this already.
Is that the little nugget?
This is a little nugget. Let's see it. This is called the Adams Truthfeel. Oh, it's rechargeable. So I don't have this one. And it has a remote control, so you can control it while I'm using it.
Ooh, you get to sit on something now.
Yay, I love sitting on stuff. It's not big fucking...
Baby arms?
Baby arms. Those things scare me, dude. So big. It's like the Leaning Tower of Penis. It's crazy, right? Dude, look, that dick is like unreal. I'm so glad we moved over to Patreon. YouTube could never. They would be like, oh my god.
Off by now.
All right, this is a little nugget. Oh my god, yeah, I'll definitely use this one. I'm so weird about putting big things in my vagina because I don't want to have like anal leakage and fucking wear diapers when
I'm here.
So all the experimental. Look at the comparison. Hand me that one. This is like made for me right here. This is perfect. My pussy will eat this up right here. This, look at that. It's like Robin Big right here. Fucking, it's so, dude, the difference is crazy. So this one actually feels like really flesh-like, and I love that. And then it's got this little fucking thing right here that remote controls it. I wonder if it spins around like the one we have.
Oh, the little spinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like little spinners.
Yeah, this one's awesome. I can't wait to use this one. I'll definitely, you guys are going to have to go over to our OnlyFans. The Sister Wife page we just made literally 6 days ago, and that motherfucker is cracking off. You fucking perverts. Who knew that motherfuckers wanted to see fucking sister wives together?
Like you said, now you know why people have guys have so many wives.
Yeah, no, for real. We were cooking on Thanksgiving, and I was like, I understand now why men have multiple wives, because it's for the holidays. So somebody can bake the turkey, the other bitches can make the pies, fucking somebody wraps presents. Like, I totally understand it. But the Sister Wives page is just one sub, literally one low price, and you have no locked DMs. So if you're into the OnlyFans lingo, you know what that means. And you literally just pay one price to see all of our content. It just goes on the wall, which is really cool. Or you can head over to my Bunny VIP, where it's me and Jelly doing some the fucking naked horizontal dance. Fucking doing crazy shit over there for one low price too. So yeah, I'm totally excited to use these.
Those are better toys?
Yeah, I think so. Way better than what they sent first fucking time. What else did they send? They sent some corny ass shit to another fucking vibrator.
Was
or something.
Was it a butt plugs or something? Or
no, I wish.
Oh, a bullet.
Please send me a cute
they
butt
you
plug.
A bullet?
Yeah, like something that was just like so fucking beginner level. And I'm a whore. So you need to ramp up the fucking gifts, all right? So I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Ice freeze. Photo. Please. Photos. No.